they don't talk necessarily about heart failure. Heart failure is a big issue. The bigger, the more we're successful in doing bypass, fixing up people with heart attacks, the bigger the issue of heart failure is. There are very interesting ideas for that. For example, you can take a mechanical cyst. It squeezes the palate of the heart and actually it will remodel itself. I think that whole area of whole organ function, whole organ remodeling, we have to go back to some of the basic physiology and retrain people to do fundamental organ physiology to understand how these organs respond to very fundamental things like stress, flow. Now that we have more sophisticated tools and a whole variety of new interventions, it's time to go back to organ physiology and rebuild our knowledge based on knowledge and ability to intervene. So I think it's a very, very exciting future. And I think that kind of funding, if you're funding a mechanical device and then doing some fundamental studies on what it's actually doing, are feasible. So I think there are areas, but the one area that is going to be hard to fund for some time is exactly the one that you mentioned, which is the pure stem cell therapy, because until somebody proves it, few of those are working. Other than, I would say one other thing. Everybody, when we talk about stem cell therapy, not everybody, but we usually forget that there's a very good stem cell therapy out there, which is bone marrow transplantation. Who makes the money in stem cell transplantation? Let me ask you a question. Who is the panel? Who's making the money in bone marrow transplantation?
Well, I mean, it's not clear in terms of a major provider.
The healthcare services are making a lot of that money,
plus a few people who make some growth factors, and a few people who make some columns to purify cells. So the guys who are, sticking in these growth factors, they make it's a marginal